People and industries spread across 20 counties in southwest Georgia are still looking for aid in recovering from Hurricane Michael. And the challenges for families trying to get back on their feet has prompted a first-ever use of a welfare benefit as disaster aid. At the level of the overall economy of the region, senators from the southeastern United States are asking Congress for billions of dollars in extra disaster relief. A bill introduced by Georgia Senator David Perdue would provide money for repairing infrastructure, restoring coastlines, and helping farmers who lost crops not just in Georgia but across the southeast, as well as in Puerto Rico and the island of Mauritius. Senator Johnny Isaacson is one of the bill's co-sponsors. He said an area of special concern the bill would address in Georgia is the state's pecan industry.
70% of it was wiped out. And you know how long it takes to replace a pecan orchard? 15 to 20 years.
Hurricane Michael caused an estimated $2.5 billion in losses to Georgia agriculture. Meanwhile, the storm pushed many people into poverty who'd been living just on the cusp of qualifying for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, benefits. So the Georgia Division of Family and Children Services is issuing around $15 million in special disaster TANF benefits to families trying to repair homes or make down payments on new apartment leases. Deputy Director John Anderson says this is the first time any state has used this welfare benefit as disaster aid.
We really feel like what happened with Hurricane Michael is unprecedented, and we need to get this program out.
The federal block grant the money comes from still has to cover conventional TANF benefits in the state. The estimated 33,000 families affected have from March 4 to March 15 to mail in a paper application. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.